This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Gardeners are always talking plants. It's what we do. There's also a lot of talk about planting native species, creating a native community. What does that mean? I interviewed Phyllis Root not too long ago. She wrote Searching for Minnesota's Native Wildflowers, a guide for beginners, botanists, and everyone in between. It's a great read for anyone in the Upper Midwest. She also explains what a native plant community does. There are a number of things. For one, it stores carbon, so that's a pretty big deal as we consider climate change. For two, or four things, it conserves water, filters water, purifies water, and recycles it. Then there's building soil, making oxygen, providing food, nectar, pollen, and habitat for insects, birds, animals, and people, whether they're native or not. Native plant communities also offer something for every season. How do you look for native wildflowers? Phyllis has some ideas. I'll share a few with you and have more on GardenBite.com. First, she says, go slowly. Take your time looking. Some of those flowers are tiny and hidden. Ask questions of those who live in the area. As for identifying a flower you see, well, color helps, but as we all know, there are shades of color making something red look orange or pink. How many petals does it have? What's its shape? Is it like a daisy or a yarrow or odd like Dutchman's breeches? What about the leaves? And then there's the stem. Some are smooth, some are hairy. How tall is the plant? Where is it growing? In moist soil, in the shade, in sunshine, in a prairie? What time of year is the flower flowering? Oh, so many questions. It's like diagnosing a plant problem. I'll have more on Searching for Wildflowers on GardenBite.com. And as always, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.